Anne had ridden her mountain bike through a California wilderness park a lot of times before, but the ride this day would change her life. She was attacked by a mountain lion that hours earlier had actually killed another biker. And as the cat literally held her in his jaws by the back of her neck, all she could do was pray. Humanly speaking, her friend Debbie was her only hope. Debbie jumped off her bike, grabbed Anne's leg, and screamed for help, just kicking at the mountain lion. Imagine this. Thankfully, Debbie's screams finally brought the help of some men who had been biking with them. And Debbie continued to hang on as the men pelted that lion with rocks, and suddenly the animal released his victim, and Anne's life was saved. Debbie just gave everything she had to keep the promise that she had made to her friend in the middle of that struggle. She had just screamed, "I'll never let go of you." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about fighting for the person you love. There are people you know whose lives depend on you being a friend like that. A friend who loves them enough to fight the lion for them, whatever it takes. In the Bible, God calls the devil a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. The lion's ultimate goal is to take people you work with, people you go to school with, people in your personal world, to hell. If he can just keep them from ever putting their trust in the Savior who died to save them. If he can just keep them from ever really understanding what Jesus did for them. If he can just keep you from telling them. Humanly speaking, their only hope may be someone who will fight for their life. And since you know Jesus and you know them, that someone is probably you. The command of Proverbs 24:11 is our very important word for today from the Word of God. Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, "But we knew nothing about this," does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done? The Bible makes it plain. It says, "He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." I'm sure you know some folks who don't have the Son of God in their heart, which means no real life here and no eternal life when they die. Don't just let the lion have them right before your very eyes. Fight for them. Jude 23 commands us, snatch others from the fire and save them. Put the name of someone you know in that verse. From the fire and save that person. Someone you want to have in heaven with you who probably isn't headed there right now. How can you fight for their eternal soul? Well, first, you show love to them in ways that'll mean something to them, that display God's love, but in a way that communicates it in their language of love. Show them the difference Jesus makes by being like Jesus in ways that will stand out to them in contrast to the other people that they know in that same environment. The real fight for them, though, is in the throne room of Almighty God. Keep storm in heaven, praying for their rescue every day. Pray for them by name. Don't let them go. Ask God to open a door, which is a natural opportunity for you to explain your relationship with Jesus and the difference he makes. Pray that he will open their heart to him and to you. And pray he'll open your mouth to tell them about him. I call it the three open prayer. Lord, open a door. Lord, open their heart. Lord, open my mouth. Saving them is going to take a friend who will take the risks, pay the price, and make the changes necessary to rescue them and to never, never let go. As long as there's breath, there's hope. And for your friend, this fight is life or death.
Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is pleased to announce a new podcast hosted by Ron's two sons, Doug and Brad Hutchcraft. It's called Go Mad with Doug and Brad. MAD stands for Make a Difference. To find out more, visit Hutchcraft.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word with You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.